When developing this presentation, we really, Bob and I, who have both had in-house counsel and law firm experience, have really looked at this from the perspective of what would be most helpful from the general counsel's perspective or the practitioner at a firm who's representing the customer in a technology transaction. To get a sense of who we have here today, how many of us are general counsels of companies or state and federal agencies? What do we have here? Okay. And how many of us are in-house counsel, altogether in-house counsel? Okay, we've got a good amount, say almost half. So that's the perspective that we're finding. When we have negotiated deals from the supplier perspective on a technology deal or the customer perspective, many times we find that our counterpart views the transaction from a very narrow field of vision. And so what we're trying to do today is look at the technology transaction from start to finish that will help out the general counsel or the practitioner in thinking of it from the customer's interest and the customer's perspective. Typically, the supplier or technology service provider is a repeat player, and the customer many times is looking at a deal one-off. And so the resources aren't already hardwired into their company, and so there's greater challenges from the customer's perspective to formulate the deal, to structure it in a way to drive the performance that you want to see in integration and implementation. With respect to a tech deal, our perspective is to look at it from a complete panoramic view. From start to finish, understand your client's business, understand their goals, understand their critical needs. Understand the impact of this technology transaction on the company's business. Create deliverables and performance criteria to incent those, to drive those goals, to drive completion. Develop a comprehensive governance plan, set up a governance team, and think about the end of the transaction as well. You know, how will we transition from this technology? Is this something that's short-term, long-term? What's its impact, and how will it affect the bottom line?